The views and opinions expressed on this program aren't necessarily those of this station, but those of the sponsors, Armada Advisors.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have our friend Wesley Odom, a financial expert here in studio today from Armada Advisors. Wesley, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you, Jenna. Appreciate it. Great to be here again.
Yes. Awesome. So let's just jump right into it. I'm not the best financial expert. That's why you're here. Okay. So nobody wants to ask me any of those questions. So I was following, though, throughout the weekend, all of the talk about GameStop. There was a lot of memes on the internet, a lot of things being said. Everything is kind of just, I mean, what is happening? You just don't know what's going to happen next in the world.
We know how it's going to end, though. I mean, it's going to end very poorly and badly for the people who want to hang on, believing this is the next greatest thing in the world. You know, every week, the Wall Street Journal publishes a list of highly shorted stocks. In other words, companies in which institutions or investors have shorted, meaning they believe the stock is going to go down. And GameStop has been on the list for quite a while. And so basically you had a group of folks that decided to band together and they said, hey, this is the most highly shorted stock out there. Let's do just the opposite. Let's buy the stock. And so they sent messages amongst their friends, and there was a lot of a list of friends. And all of a sudden, they all crowded the trade and started to buy the stock. And when you start doing that, you cause the stock to go up. And the guys who shorted the stock, though, believe it's going to go down. And so in order to close the position, they have to buy the stock themselves. That's how you outworks in Wall Street. You have to close the position if you want to get out. And these institutions wanted to get out because they saw their profits evaporating. Mm. And so they did. And when you buy the stock to unwind the position, you're spiking it up. So all of a sudden, you've got people who believe now that GameStop is going to be the next greatest, I guess, Amazon or something of that nature. But really, it's kind of like the last gasp of a person on life support. You know, they've got the EKG, and you pump this person who needs triple bypass surgery and has everything else going wrong for it, and you're trying to keep him alive. But he's 90 years of age, and you know he doesn't have a great long lifespan. Okay,
still weak.
That's right. So you know, at the end of the day, you've got to look back at the fundamentals. It's all about the fundamentals. And with GameStop, the assets they own, they only own, like, even though they have 5,500 stores or something, they lease all these stores. And they only have like 7 properties that they actually own. So, you know, you're talking very little assets here. They have a lot of liabilities because they're paying these leases all the time. And if you look at the balance sheet, they have like $300 million of net assets. But they are selling for like $20 billion right now.
Wow.
So how do you leverage $300 million to $20 billion? I don't know how that happens.
That's insane to me.
It's insane. It's insane. So eventually someone's going to realize that this just doesn't make sense.
It's just like kind of what happens. This is a trend. People just get focused and tunnel vision on one thing.
Right.
I mean,
I think you're right.
Do you in that aspect, what do you believe maybe next for that tunnel vision?
I think that, well, the next thing eventually is you're going to have an earnings report that's going to come out with GameStop. They, you know, most of their earnings occur in December. So their annual report is due, actually January 31st is their annual year, ends in January 31st. So you're going to get that report probably in March time period, maybe April. I forget how long it takes them to get the annual report out. But when they release that data, they're going to say, oh, we had a really great, you know, fourth quarter because whatever, but they still lost money because they've been losing money a lot lately, or actually less money, or earning a lot less money. And anyway, and so eventually I think people are going to just get, it's a fad right now, and then all of a sudden they're going to start selling the stock because they realize it's not going to be worth it. And they're going to end up, you know, the way of the dodo bird, you know, you're not going to see it anymore. So, but that's a way down the road. And now I think what you've got is you've got investors who are looking at the Wall Street Journal saying, oh, what other stocks are shorted by other institutions? And so another company, for example, like AMC, which is a theater company, right? They're highly leveraged company. When I say leveraged, there's a lot of debt on the balance sheet.
Right.
And they actually have three, $3 billion, I believe, of goodwill. Well, that's a lot of goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and for what? Because you have a big screen?
Right.
You know what's the deal? I mean, they're still selling advertisements there every time you go to a movie theater, if you even get into a movie theater. So anyway, you're talking about a company that has more liabilities than assets in a heavy sort of way, but yet has all of a sudden started a spike recently. I think it's like around 16 or 17. I'm not sure exactly right now. But, it's going up a lot lately. For what? Because of this idea, I can make money if we force these guys to break the shorts.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a fad. The little guys are trying to, David's going to beat Goliath in his game.
Right.
And, at some point, David will get slaughtered in this whole thing. I hate to say it, but, I mean, the fundamentals don't lie, and eventually the fundamentals will rule today. It always happens. And what really scares me about this whole thing is I think back of what we had back in 2000, 2001, 2002. That was a long time ago, I know. I was in the market then. I was working. I've been doing this for almost 30 years. And, we had people who were looking at the Science and Technology Fund and the telecommunications and things of that nature saying, oh, man, this is going to be great. You had analysts out there saying earnings don't matter anymore. It's mm-hmm. all about the future. What do you mean earnings don't matter? What?
So you work for nothing?
I guess so. And anyway, in so you had the stock market that went down 3 years in a row, 20%.
Mm-hmm.
And that was huge. That scared the heebie-jeebies out of a lot of people.
I bet.
I mean, you had people in bond funds. Bonds right back then were yielding maybe 5%, 6%, 7%. Decent bonds, you can get probably 3% or 4% in the money market rates back in 2000. But you can't get that now.
No.
So there's nowhere to go. So you have to ask yourself, how do you position yourself? And if you're an investor, you want to avoid the weirdness, you know? And the weirdness is the GameStop, the AMC, and things like that. The weirdness, it doesn't make sense. And, I had a client the other day ask me, they said, how do you know when you transition your portfolio to a conservative portfolio for when you retire?
Okay.
I thought that was a great question. And I said, well, because what you do is you dial in companies that have less aggressive balance sheets. And they said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, if, for example, there's a building supply company that people go to every day and shop. It's one of the largest in the country. And they've raised their dividend 575% over the last 10 years. That's huge.
Mm.
That means if you bought the stock now and it paid a current dividend around 2%, that in 10 years, if they continue to raise their dividend, you'd be looking at a dividend yield around 9%. Now, everyone would love 9%. I mean, that's huge. And this particular company owns about 90% of their stores, i.e. the real estate.
Okay.
So you buy a company that owns the real estate, unlike GameStop, which doesn't own anything.
No.
They have patents like to their magazine or something. It's crazy. But this particular home building supply company, actually produce. I mean, it really is a leader. And has a great business model, and they own a lot of the real estate. So there's less risk there. So you design a portfolio that is asset rich in the balance sheet.
Okay.
And that's what you do. That's what you have to go with. And sometimes you can't be sure about certain mutual funds. You have to look at them to see, do they own what I want to do? But several years ago, I remember there was a particular fund that was touted as the blue chip fund. Well, you know what? Well, none of the stocks were blue chip, and they got sued big time. Because they lost a lot of money ensuingly. Because people, common investors thought, blue chips, they must be really blue chip companies, mm-hmm. meaning high balance sheet, high assets, things like that, very dependable. And it was a misnomer because the portfolio manager decided, well, I just feel good about the certain stocks. And they went there and lost a lot of money. So it's kind of scary. You got to make sure you know what you buy.
That's important. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna, and I'm chatting with my friend Wesley, and we are just talking a little bit more about, his expert advice from Armada Advisors, and maybe not jumping the gun on the trend train when it comes to investing and buying stocks. And we're seeing that a lot this weekend. I mean, a lot of people got excited. Yes, I mean, especially I can imagine people maybe being worrisome that a company like GameStop might go out of business or file bankruptcy or, you know, be bought out by Amazon. Maybe that, you know, you never know.
Why would they buy it? Amazon sells their own games.
But that's the thing, though. Games. And so when people are worried about that, maybe it's just the way they feel when they go in there and they don't want it that to die yet, you know? Right. So they're trying to keep it alive, just like you said, for a little bit longer, a little bit more resuscitation. But I want to jump over and chat a little bit about Armada Advisors and y'all's business and what you do. Because just listening to all of this as a mom and somebody who is learning more, I've just in the past year, I started getting on the Robinhood train and then getting back off because I realized, wait a second, this is a lot of information for people who are beginners.
Right.
And it's better to talk face to face like we're doing right now.
Sure.
And being able to get a better, I guess you could say, regular man's terminology on expert advice for your investments and your finances. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys offer and how easy it is to be able to get that help when you're not sure of what could happen next to your portfolio?
Sure. Well, we're a registered investment advisor, which means that we're independent. We're not, we use a custodian, primarily Fidelity Investments, which a lot of people are familiar with. It's the largest custodian, actually, I think, in the United States, does more retirement plan business than anyone. And our portfolios, we manage approximately about $124 million, $125 million in assets. Basically have accounts where we take complete discretion of a portfolio, which means that you can come in and say, hey, I really don't know what I'm doing. What do you think we ought to do? And if you think we ought to buy or sell this thing, let's just do it. And you do it. And you get report cards all the time from me. It says, hey, this is how we're doing. This is what we're making. And the nice thing about it is I make money if the assets go up. If they go down, I get less money. And so it's my best interest, obviously, to position your assets so they're making lots of money. A long time ago, I used to work for a major warehouse, and I've one client recently I met with, and they looked at returns. They said, you know, I'm so glad that you left that warehouse because we never would have made the returns that we're doing now. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're right, because you have independent advice now. You don't have someone pushing product. And that's where we had a huge amount of situations when I was working at the major warehouse. People come into my office, managers, whatever, saying, you need to push this, you need to push this. And you know, it was irregardless if it was best for the client. Mm-hmm. And, you know, think about it. I mean, when you go to the supermarket, you might have the little lady out there offering a free gizmo for you to eat.
Right.
You know, would you like to try this?
Yep.
And you're like, yeah, that looks good. Or you pass by, and I don't think so. I look good. You know, that's it. I mean, but you know, you're not forced to do it. Mm-hmm. And we were forced to. And so really, I, as a result, can design a portfolio and dial in the risk, which is good.
Right.
And tell people really what they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear. And I hear a lot of times where people get misled thinking that some of these investments they have are the godsend of things, and it's certainly not the godsend.
Right. And you definitely want to just take that next step, getting that advice from somebody who can look overall at what you have going on and then be able to walk you through maybe scary steps, especially just living in the word unprecedented times and not knowing what could happen next, especially as we shift into a new president, new different laws that are taking place after our last election. You just want to take that extra step to be able to acknowledge what you have. Don't ignore it. And then, all right, how can I grow my investments, see them expand, but actually talk to somebody who has 30 years experience, right, in the business and looks out for you, not just for them. So why don't you tell everybody where you guys are located and how easy it is to get connected to you?
Sure. We're located in Pensacola, Florida. I'm a native Pensacolian, and so we're downtown in North Hill, 610 North Spring Street, at Armada Advisors. And we've got two other people besides me. David's my right-hand man, and we got another guy named Trevor who's who's an analyst and helps us out there. As a matter of fact, he did a great job this summer designing a updating our computer module. So what they'll do, they'll flash results. We have a programming where we program certain stocks to fit into a certain framework and buy and sell signals. So it's all automated for us, which is really good. So we can program that into our matrix and allows us to be better managers to be able to say, act timely, not like have to, we still, read the results, but we download the software directly from, we pay for those expensive software we download into the computers and we use our own technology to punch the numbers, so to speak. So, a lot of people are always worried about finances because it's what life involves. And I think the biggest thing that's challenging a lot of people right now is upcoming inflation. They see it around them all the time. They hear about the minimum wage going up. They see housing prices have increased dramatically in the neighborhood that they're around. And so they're asking themselves, how do I position for this? And really, in what's happening? And I think that we're probably in the biggest inflation surge we've had in a long, long time. And it's primarily due to the fact that the federal government is willing to print a huge amount of money and to lower the value of the U.S. dollar. Mm. And if you remember, when we were all younger, we all remember what a can of Coke was, back in the day. Jenna, you remember when it was? So maybe 50 cents, 25 cents, something like that?
It was 50 cents. You could put it in the Coke machine. I remember just grabbing quarters out of my dad's middle console just so I could have Dr. Pepper was my jam. And that's I could cool. grab one of those in between classes. Now, not so much.
Now, how much is it today? What, $2?
It's about $1.50, I'm pretty sure. And that's for a can at the Coke machine. So when you're probably getting a bottle, it's costing you over $2.
Yeah.
So it's insane.
That's insane. So, that's inflation. That's all it is.
Right.
If you think of it, it's inflation. And so what does that mean? It means if you have a lot of money in your bank account, or you have a lot of money in CDs, which you're not paying anything. I looked at the CDs, institutional CDs the other day, and actually had a negative yield. So in other words, you put $10,000 in the CD, in 6 months, you actually take out less than $10,000. It's like, what?
Oh, my
goodness. Crazy. Why would you want to do that? So, that's what's happening. Inflation is just eating away at any of those cash-rich assets. So the only assets that are actually appreciating are like houses and securities like stock. Well, of course, GameStop has really exceeded inflation right now. But, that's a weird situation. So if you think about that, that's kind of peculiar. So you really got to go where the money is moving. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of people are looking at their portfolio. They're saying, hey, I'm not getting any money in the money market account. I'm not getting any money CD, not in any money in bonds. So what should I do? I'm going to buy a new house or buy investment property, or I'm going to buy some more stocks or whatever. And so that's what you got to think about, where the smart money is moving. And, we have inflation that's built into the cost of houses. I mean, if you go to new construction, they'll tell you wood is going up like crazy. Why? 2 years ago, we had fires in California, burnt how much of the state?
Yeah.
They're having to rebuild out there. Plus, you got hurricanes down in Louisiana that really ripped apart Lake Charles area.
Devastating.
New wood needed there. Mm-hmm. And so you're putting a lot of demand on the infrastructure. Now you got people who want to build because they want to build because it's number one, they've been home for the past corona times, and they got to do that. But it's kind of crazy. It really is. So
really
I think we really got to think about how to position yourself in the next 5 to 10 years, and I think that's one thing you need to do.
Absolutely. It is 9:23. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're hanging out with Wesley Odom from Armada Advisors, and we're chatting a little bit of everything with your finances. And you know what? I just had this brilliant idea. Maybe it's brilliant to you. So it's in February. We're in February already. And hey, if you want to weigh in on this, give us a call. Text us 437-1620. I'm sure Wesley would love to answer your questions in this time we have left. We have about 7 minutes left. So make sure you give us a call or text us. Let us know if you have any concerns or anything that you just really would like to be put at ease with. And if you don't want to call in, you can definitely go in and see them. Call over there. They have their website, armadaadvisors.com.
Yeah,
is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. What we do is we also publish our videos periodically about what's going on in the market, and we publish them right on the website. So a person can go in and see what our current video is, which we published, I think, Friday. And then they can also go back and look in our library and see what we've talked about since the beginning of time.
That's
so to see
awesome.
What kind of advice we give, what kind of meaningful, you know, add value.
It's like a free resource right there. How amazing is that? Okay, so here's my somewhat brilliant idea. So we're in February, and we know, I mean, I know from being married that finances can put a strain on your relationship, whether you're married or you have a domestic relationship, whatever it is. Why don't you guys make a date and go see an advisor to help grow your portfolio?
That's right.
That's a perfect Valentine's date. You can make money. I know all the husbands would be like, okay, maybe let's rethink that idea. I mean, buy her dinner too, please.
That's right. Of course, you know, that you avoid the movie scene, and then you can say, there's more money for me to invest or for us to invest. So that's a positive thing to do.
Right. Before you go out and buy those stocks in AMC.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Not for the long haul. Gosh,
no.
Please, no.
Maybe instead book a date, a day date, and go ahead and see our friends at Armada Advisors. I really love that.
I love it. That sounds great. Well, we do have a neat little program. We punch in the data, like saying, you know, this is how much you have, this is what your anticipated expenses are. And it actually, we do, you know, if the market performs well, market performs poorly, what could happen? And we run these Monte Carlo simulations, which are like 1,000 kind of times they run them to figure out what the odds are you becoming a bag lady or not, let's say, Jenna.
Okay.
And it'll say if the odds are in your favor. We can factor in Social Security, no Social Security. We can do a lot of different things, inheritances, pensions, you name it. We factor it all in. And we really comes down to the numbers. It's all about the numbers. And a lot of people don't like to punch in the numbers because they think, I don't want to worry about it until I get to be 50. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the wrong time. You know, if you're young like you are, if you just put in like 10% of your salary right now when you're young, you'd be surprised how much that could grow with proper management. You really am. It really is amazing. And there's a lot of financial tools out there, from IRAs to Roth IRAs, which one's better for you, what ages, what's your situation. Also, education accounts. There's three types of education accounts a kid could do. They could do a education IRA. They could do a 529. They could do a custodial account. Or even a fourth idea. What about the Florida prepaid program, which is a really fantastic program? So which one is better? And, you know, all it takes is asking somebody who knows what's going on.
Right.
And there's even institutions out there will give you free money just for your kid education. There's an institution called You Promise that does that.
Really?
Yeah, if you use a credit card, you link your account, you could go to, like, your supermarket, and anytime you buy a Procter & Gamble product, you wouldn't even know it, and give you, like, 4% of what you paid.
That's
incredible.
Amazing. That's just another reason to go ahead and sit down with an actual professional advisor, because we don't know everything that's out there, and there's a lot of information that's continually coming in the information age.
That's true.
So many different changes. It's good to know what's kind of happening next, and then find out maybe you even have a little bit of debt you want to take care of too.
Oh, yeah.
And how you can invest to start paying off that debt. Is that something you guys do as well?
Well, we do help you with that. Although right now, because interest rates are so low, if you got a loan like 3% or 1.5% or something like that, I'd say, hey, keep it.
Okay.
Keep the debt. Keep the debt. I mean, you could make more on the asset appreciation of houses and I think the stock market right now if you're paying 3%. So, but it depends on your situation too. You've got to calculate a lot of different factors. But, you know, right now, you know, if you're paying like 7% debt, I'd say, I think we need to pay off some debt there,
right,
or refinance. Excuse me. So, you know, you got to look at a lot of different factors. But right now, this is a great time to leverage up. I mean, Congress just recently talked about issuing a 50 and 100 year bond. And right now they only issue 30-year bonds. And why do they want to go out 50 years, 100 years? Why? Because their interest rates are so low.
Okay.
You know, so if they're wanting to do it, what should you people do? Leverage.
Okay.
It's a great time to leverage. It's a great time to think about contacting the credit union or whatever and saying, we know when to put a renovation on our house, improve the value of it. It's a great time to do that. You could get great financing probably right now.
That's excellent
advice. You could go out and renovate your house and just add really tremendous value.
Wow.
So you got to think about a lot of different things. You got what's happening around you? How can you take advantage of it? And that's what you got to do.
I love it. Well, we have about 30 seconds left. Why don't you, Wesley Odom from Armada Advisors, tell us one more time where you guys are located, how to get a hold of you.
Sure. Armada Advisors, we're info at armadaadvisors.com, like info@armadaadvisors.com. And my phone number is 850-497-6166. 6-7.
Well, I mean, this has been absolutely excellent, and I'm super excited to just learn more from you. We're going to have you again. I know, for one, you don't want to take everything you see on the news and just go for it, right?
That's right.
So I know we're going to have some more fun in the future. And Wesley, thank you so much for joining us today. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jen.